here we are, and we're right in front of a sort of tall upright painting of the household boiler, I think it is, and on the top of that is a basket full of the washing and things like that. So doubtless she was sort of going about her homely duties and things when she saw this rather ravishing light which is coming from a hidden window which catches a chair and the front of a very boring boiler, really. But it's very typical of the sort of thing that Daphne just enjoys doing.
Oh, lots of artists have painted their means of keeping warm. You know, Cézanne and earlier Courbet. I mean, they've all painted the stove in the middle of their studio. Studios tend to be biggish places and coldish places. This is actually my kitchen, but it's just struck me as being much the same thing. I thought, nice and warm, rather than going down to my cold studio, I'd stay in the kitchen. And I was very struck by the light coming in, and the washing in the basket looked interesting at the time. So I began.
How long did it take you to do?
Well, the washing was required. So it stayed there for quite a long time, a number of days, I suppose. And then I lost interest. It was nice and stiff. It was good when it was stiff. And I put the painting aside. It was for possibly a year or more. And then thought, actually, you know, I can see that light. That light coming in on the wall, which was really important, really only happens at one time of the year. When the leaves are out, it's gone. So I found I couldn't just go on with it when I next had a moment. I had to wait, really, for the next year, the next season.
So it's winter light, is it?
It's
coming
winter
low,
light.
Low
it's
through
winter
the
light.
Window.
That's
on
right.
The left-hand side. I know exactly what I love that sort of light. So it's really long and...
Yes, and colourful, much more colourful than in the summer.
And you said, so did you go around with dirty sheets for a few days then? Is that what you're telling me? There are sheets in that wicker basket, which is artfully placed
actually,
on the boiler.
Actually, they're rather large white napkins, actually, I think, after a dinner party. I don't have very many dinner parties, so I didn't need them for quite a while. And as I say, they went nice and stiff. They were. I imagine how people used to paint material in ladies' frocks at one time. They would dip them in starch and paint them without the person.
So that's the shape then, those corners, those pointy bits at the bottom. I'm looking at. Yes. And then, of course, over time it just loosened, I suppose, which is a bit irritating for you, I suppose, if you were trying to capture that.
No, I think it would have stayed stiff. It was just that I needed the napkins, so they got dampened down and ironed.